Hi, good evening. This is your host, Deborah Herman. I'm a mystic medium animal communicator. Mostly, I'm interested in, at least in this radio show, in talking to you about what I call Soul Odyssey, which is the reason why I believe we are all here on Classroom Earth, on this planet, that we are here on a soul's journey. An odyssey, which means that it does have challenges and tribulations in case you're unaware of them, which I'm sure you're not. This is a live call-in show at 888-815-9756. And as promised, if you call in, I will select your very own Soul Odyssey card from a card deck that I've created of the same name. And do a little mini reading for you to tell you a little bit about your personal soul's journey. So, to review a little bit, because I know some of you are new listeners, I believe, and this has come to me through my clairvoyance, vision, studying, and a form of download, I would call it. Kind of a computer download over the years. I've been doing this for about 25 years or so, not to date myself. I hope that if you are able to look at my website, that my photographs keep making me look younger and younger, but that's actually not true. Although I am working kind of on this like suspending time thing. I'm reading some real interesting books right now about the whole, space-time thing. And I want to see how it does with aging. But anyway, not to digress too much, the topic for the evening is love. It's how to find it and how to keep it in a spiritual way. What is the path? It's what we want the most. And it really is the culmination of what I call all of the seven lessons. So I'm going to tell you the seven lessons again. Last week we talked a little bit about the first two, and then we'll talk about the perspective of love in relationship to the seven lessons. Now, these seven lessons, I believe, are a gift to all of us because it gives us a key to the cosmic curriculum. Before, we had no clue. There is no handbook. There is nothing that tells us how to get through, how to connect to our divine inner spark. I mean, there are wonderful. I don't want to make a blanket statement like that because there are various religious paths that would say that yes, indeed, there are handbooks. But many of us are, to some extent, moving beyond some of what we find within our religious structures, and we use them as a basis, but we also are curious about things that are within and beyond, because there is this level within all religious traditions that is more of a mystical level that gives us this spark and this sense that there's more that. More to the picture. And we continue to be curious about it and to want to learn about it and to grow with it. And I believe that understanding these seven lessons gives us a key to understanding more of the mystical aspects of all spiritual paths and all religions. They're a unifying concept. So the lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And each of you has what I would call a soul progression. You came here to learn certain things. As you're here, you're learning certain things, and certain lessons are going to be your biggies, and they're going to keep coming back to you. To relearn every time you move to, you move past them. If you are in direct balance with your soul's path, things will be, things will be kind of stable and things will feel really great. And that's wonderful. If you somehow veer off your path or disconnect from your inner guidance, your higher self, your own spirit guides, then something is going to throw you back, and it's going to usually come in the form of one of these seven lessons. So that's why it's really good to know about them and to try to look at your life as you would if you were your own spiritual teacher. Because for those of you listening to a show like this, you have to have some sense of being on a spiritual path, or some curiosity about perhaps it's life after death, or it's metaphysics, or it's crystals, or alternative healing. Something has drawn you to wanting to approach your life in a way that isn't perhaps the most mainstream. And in fact, I'm looking right now at the motto for BBS Radio, which is why I love it so much. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. So, you're attracted to this sort of thing. You're attracted to this information because you are on a spiritual path. So you can look to many, many, many wonderful teachers. There are many books. There have been mystery schools since recorded time. People who have been studying the more mystical, metaphysical aspects of reality. And, so at this point, if you put yourself at the center and make yourself your own spiritual teacher, you can find out all of the information that helps you progress. We have Tiffany from Mississippi. How are you, Tiffany? Tiffany, I can't hear you. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can, and I absolutely love your accent, but you probably think I have one.
Well, thank
No?
you. I think we all have one.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it betrays where we're living. So, would you be interested in having a card pulled from the deck?
I would
Or do
love
you have.
to. I'm a first-time listener, and I was listening to you speak, and I just thought it was awesome, and I really want to hear more about what you have to say.
Well, thank you very, very much. This is a deck that will that it's being produced so that people will be able to order it on my website and use it for themselves as an oracle. It's not a tarot deck, it's an oracle deck, and it's based on the seven lessons. And it's got either, depending on how I look at it, it's got 51 or 52 cards in it, and it's got the seven main lessons, and then each of the remaining cards are related somehow to the seven lessons. And so you may not get a card that's exactly one of the lessons, but it's going to relate. Now, I am a clairvoyant is one of my gifts, also what's called clairaudient, and I hear or I see pictures in my head. Now, the number that came up for you is the number 12. So I have my deck here, which I wish you could see what it actually looks like, because it has automatic drawings that relate to the messages of each of the cards. I'm trying to figure out a way to be able to post these and show people when I do pull cards for them, either by phone or on the show. Now, the number 12 card is very significant. Now, the topic for this evening is love, finding love and keeping it. And the card that came up for you is Act in Faith. So it leads me to believe that you are the Act in Faith card comes under the lesson, the seventh lesson of God love. And it's so it may be that you are having off and on a crisis of faith. And I think it has to do with the relationships in your life, particularly your love life. Does that make sense?
It does, very much so. I live
So.
my life by faith, and I take a lot of leaps of faith because of that. And sometimes I get kind of worried or afraid that that it wasn't my faith that was bringing me there. It was, I don't know how to explain it. But I do doubt it sometimes. And
yes, and it's perfectly natural because we are human beings. We have this illusion that we are separate from God. We always want to please God, and we think somehow we've made a mistake. And particularly in matters of love, we're always worried that we're going to blow it. And let me reassure you that by this card coming up, it leads me to believe, and I trust these cards. I've been working, I mean, they were given to me in vision and, you know, automatically, which is something we'll talk about on another show because it's quite an interesting technique. And I really trust them. And, you know, they're also open to your interpretation because you are, if you were with me, you would be called the sitter. And you are the one receiving the message from God and from your guides. So, right. You know, but remember to hold strong to your faith, to know that love is yours and that you are never disconnected from God. And there's nothing that, you know, God already knows everything. And it's, but it's okay to be like on certain days to be angry, you know, but remember that you have
to be
a very
human.
Strong connection. Exactly.
It's okay.
We're expected. We are expected to be that way. I do
now,
have
can
another
I ask you a question about
sure.
that? The love and the faith, the love card is that doesn't necessarily have to be in your relationship like your spouse. It could be acting in faith out of love for others. Or other particular individuals, or I'm just, does that necessarily mean that it has to be in a relationship, like a spouse or something?
No, it can certainly have to do with your mother, you know, it
okay.
could have to do with your children, because the Act in Faith card is more under the whole lesson of God love. So it may manifest in relationships with all different types of people, your children, people at work. Are you a person who, you know, is authentic to your own needs, or are you giving because you expect you're going to get in return and then it gets all mixed up? You know,
right.
I think the message to you, because believe me, we could do a lot more together, but I don't have the time in this short hour. But
right.
what I feel strongly is that you need to stay centered in your faith in God and knowing that you are loved. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay, and then everything
and I
else.
Thank you very much, because I just uprooted my family and moved them. For another loved one who was in need, and I left a business that God had got me started into and just kind of picked up everything and left because it was the right thing to do. And sometimes I question, well, maybe I jumped the gun. And so,
well, I'm getting angel
reading
chills.
Was awesome.
Yes, and I'm getting all kinds of angel chills. You know, we each get our signs in different ways. You are absolutely mm-hmm. acting in faith, and just don't forget it. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and God bless. And do listen to the show, and it's every Thursday, same place, same station, with a few exceptions.
And I'll tell everybody about it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bridget, you've been very patient. I hope you're still there.
Yeah, I am.
Great. Would you like a card?
Yes, I would. Please.
Okay, the number that I am hearing for you is the number 32, so it's going to take me a second to get there, and it says heal yourself. So I think, you know, it's a heal yourself falls under several different categories, but it I mean, I don't know. Does that immediately resonate with you
Actually,
at
it
all?
does. Yes, I lost a baby sister, a younger sister that was in her 30s to heart disease. I've just went through a divorce about 5, 6 months ago. I've pretty much walked away from everything I own, so I'm kind of starting over, and I feel a little bit lost kind of feeling, I guess, is what I want to say.
Well,
So I
absolutely.
feel kind of disconnected, I guess, is what I want to say.
Well, getting this card is, you know, and I don't have it at my, yeah, it fall, okay, this falls, the heal yourself is under, let's see. Okay, it falls under the tolerance lesson, which is a very interesting thing because you may be a person who's able to give to other people, but you shortchange yourself.
Very
And
true.
yes, and right now you did this in relationship with your higher self and with your spirit guides and with God. You've actually opened up this whole new world for yourself. Even though you feel disconnected, you're actually in the process of connecting, and you're connecting to your authentic self. That's someone that you have neglected. And also, if you are having any physical issues or you're worried about them, and I'm going to be doing a show in a couple of weeks, all about health, because I've had my own challenges in the last. I've had a rude awakening in the last couple of months, but you're being given an opportunity to connect the mind, the body, and the spirit, and it's very exciting once you take charge, and once and once you really treat yourself as treat yourself as the center of your universe.
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, and please do listen and call back again.
All righty. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Carol, are you there?
Here. I'm here.
Yay,
Can you
Carol.
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Oh,
You
good.
are you interested in a card?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the number I heard for you, and this came up actually in last week's show, and I really can't wait to have the cards up on my website where if you get a reading, you can actually see what they look like, because you got the Hope card, and it's really beautiful. I mean, if I do say so myself, I mean, I consider that the drawings came from the universe, and I was just kind of a guide for them. But it's very bright and vibrant. It looks like this opening flower. And so what that, leads me to believe is that you are coming out of a time of perhaps hopelessness into a
Yes.
time of hope, of new prosperity and new relationships and new love.
Well, the hopelessness is certainly there. Yes. I'm hoping for hope.
Well, it's you just God never pulls away from us. And we often, because we feel disconnected from God and from other people, we often pull out the plug from the main generator. And it's the best way I know at the moment to describe it. And all you have to do is turn around and plug back in. And what I'm feeling for you is that you need to get out of your isolation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And because the Hope card comes under the lesson of love of humanity, And Love of Humanity teaches us that we're all connected to one another. And if we're disconnecting from God and we're disconnecting from other people, we're not going to our church or synagogue, or we're not in community, or we're not seeing friends, or we're not seeing relatives or our children, whatever it is that we're not, that we're, you know, almost sitting back and waiting for other people to do for us, it pulls us away, and it's like a flower that isn't being watered. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I'm feeling that you need to become more involved with people and with community. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm a writer, so I need a certain amount of solitude anyway, but...
Yeah, but it's not balanced.
Uh-huh.
Right now, it's not balanced. You either need... Solitude is great, and I certainly love my solitude, and I love being by myself and making jewelry, and I love to write, and I love to be, you know... But for goodness sake, go on Facebook. You know, take an hour a day. Just do something where you are connecting with other people of like mind. Or go, I don't know if you belong to any kind of church or anything, but, you know, again, if you're calling my show, you might not be interested in organized religion. But the good thing about our roots in our religious upbringing is that it gives us community. Even if it's one day a week, one day a month, something that you know is going to bring you with people because you have a lot to offer them. And you feel
good.
Yes,
I live in a community here of condo apartments, and we get together for lunch every day, and I do go to church every Sunday. But it seems to have become less meaningful during the hopelessness period, I guess.
Switch it up. Maybe it's become routine. Maybe they're reminding you too much of a family.
Yes, an ill family. Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm the youngest one here.
Yeah, you can get dysfunction in an environment with people, and you know, maybe you're also a receiver. So if you're around a lot of people who are depressed or hopeless.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. That's not good. You need to get with, you need, I see you maybe even getting out and teaching, you know, some workshops with young people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Get out there.
I've taught writing in various ways, yes. I have a writing group that meets. And
make sure you're not around people who are hopeless.
I'm the youngest one here. There are several into their 90s in this condo place, so it is
that
challenging.
That might be a little depressing because you have
it
a
is,
long way
yes.
to go. You're not on your way out at all.
Yeah. Oh, is there a number that you see for me?
For what?
You said you usually began the readings with a number for someone.
Oh. That's the card I chose for you. It was card number 22.
22.
On my deck. In my
hope.
Deck.
Okay, hope.
And that's just how I was able to choose it from the deck on online. I have a computer.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, listen in again. This is your spirit guide telling you find ways to boost your spirits and to be hopeful, because your nature mm-hmm. is not to be hopeless. And I see really
no,
great,
isn't.
And I really, you know, springtime's around the corner. You need it. Okay.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And do listen in and call in again. But I do have two callers on deck.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
We have Dawn. Dawn is our next caller.
Hello?
Dawn? Yes, Dawn, are you
yeah.
there?
This is John. Yeah.
John. I'm glad to clarify that. Would you like a card?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The number that I got is the number 16. So let's travel. I can't wait for you all to be able to see what these look like. But your card, number 16, at least in my deck on my computer so I can do this for you all, is actually falls under this one of the seven lessons. It's the lesson of, well, they all do, but this is the lesson of courage. And it leads me to believe that you have been challenged to seek a path that is other than the one that you were born into, and that you have been a little bit of a maverick in walking to the beat of your own drummer. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. I am a drummer.
And, oh, that's so funny. But that's not what the card says yet. I didn't give you the whole punchline. That was my lead up. But so far you resonate.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I think so. I'm a little, you know, I'm definitely on my path. I'm definitely connected to my soul. And, I mean, I have no complaints really about anything except as I'm going through my transformation, I'm, you know, dealing with my stuff. And that's, you know, I'll put that there. I'll put that out there.
Yeah, and this card that came up is perfect for you. It says, your truth is God's truth. So whenever you start to feel your stuff coming up and that you're frustrated or you get all of the tribulations and challenges that we get as we're on a spiritual path, remember that your authentic self is resonating with your divine spark, and you know when that's true, and you know when you feel that absolute connection. And I believe that your spirit guides and God and my guides, you know, our peeps getting together to give you a message that they want to reassure you, of course, that you're on the right path, and that whatever reservations other people have had about you, which I'm feeling that you have had people question you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
Okay? It's their problem, not yours.
Right. No. Okay. Yeah, as I go through my transformation, as I get more connected to Source and to God and to myself, my beliefs have changed. And I reflect that in my conversation. And, yeah, I do get a lot of strange looks. I get a lot of strange opinions. And I'm generally okay with that because I feel good about myself. But, yes, you're correct by saying that.
Now, do remember we talked last week, and I don't know if you're a regular listener or a new listener, but last week I talked about the tolerance lesson. One way for those of us on a spiritual path who have things that who are talking about it and who have things to say, one thing that can help us stay in a balanced sense is to just remember that other people have a right to, I guess to be wrong. I mean, sometimes, you know, everybody's at a different, not that we're all right, but for you, your truth is God's truth. For you, you have a direct line to your spiritual path, to your, you know, level of ascension and awakening, and someone else may just not be there. And so make sure to preach to the choir, because there's so much choir out there. And as you just continue to radiate this energy, those are the people who will find you and who will ask what it is that you have and what it is that you know. And you'll be able to share your message with them. Does that, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, that resonates with me totally.
Yeah. And just sit back because they're on their way. And, now, you know, just keep learning. Yeah.
Is the courage card, is that because, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a little scary. And sometimes I definitely have fear, but it's not, it's just kind of like little fears here and there. And when I'm going through it, I feel, wow, this is getting intense, you know, and for no reason in particular, but it just feels intense at times. And the card of courage is saying, hang in there, be strong and keep moving forward, basically.
Yes, absolutely. And you're really doing well with that lesson, you know, because you know that you're onto something and your inner being won't let you give up.
Oh, good. I hope not.
It won't. It hasn't yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. There's no going back, and I'm so grateful and thankful that I was awoken 3 years ago. And yeah, and it's just fascinating to me. Everything, every part of it is fascinating. And, yeah, it gets a little scary on the path emotionally and,
right,
you know, dealing with the fears. But other than that, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm being pulled forward. I actually don't know where I'm going, but I'm being pulled forward.
Hey, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. You know, that's the
it.
Answer. And you take it a day at a time, and you center yourself each day. You know, just ask how you can serve and ask to be, you know, bathed in light. And from then on, you know, you live, we all live kind of in between. We live with our feet in this world, but we're also having our connection to heaven. But we are supposed to be here. And so, you know, we're learning very spiritual lessons in a very physical world. So just call upon guides and protection and just keep following the signs and keep listening to Soul Odyssey Radio.
Yes, I will. Tonight is my first night, and I'm so glad I found it, you know.
Well, I'm grateful too, and I if you are on my Facebook, I don't know if you have connected with me on Facebook or my Twitter. I do tweet. I'm under Mystic Deborah on Twitter, and I do give notices of the show. I was on a medical hiatus for a while, but these are all live now, and I list the topic for the week. And, you know, I love for people to join me on Twitter and to share the show with other people because I think the information is important, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity through BBS Radio to share this. And probably by spring, I'm going to do a live video feed. So you'll all see my happy face, and I can show you the cards. How's that? You'll get to see what they
great.
Look like. So thank you for joining us. I do, if she's, okay. He or she is still there, I have another caller. So I'll say goodbye to you now, Don, of John.
Yes. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Thank you. Do we still have Epiphany?
Yes.
And
hello?
Hi, is that actually your name?
Yes.
It's a wonderful name. For someone on the spiritual path,
hello.
It's an amazing name.
It was given to me for a purpose.
Well,
and I am
it's amazing.
To be speaking to you. My friend actually was listening to your program, and she came and got me out of my sleeping place and said, you have got to come in here. So I follow the synchronicities in my life. And the moment I heard your voice, I have to tell you, it was very apparent to me that you are a beautiful sister of light. So let me offer my gratitude to you from my heart to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I'm so grateful to be able to share this work. And I always know that the people who need to be listening are going to find their way. You just have to be out there. So I would like to choose a card for you. But I think I'm going to choose, not that this doesn't work for everybody, because it can, but I think I'm going to wind up with two cards for you, because the first one is one that's already been called for someone, and it's card 22. And I don't remember what it is. Again, when I go on live video feed, it's going to be awesome because I'll be able to show you. Yes, it's the Hope card. So I'd like you to meditate on that. And think about whether you are coming from a place. What Spirit's telling me is that up until about the age of 22, that you had an extremely challenging life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And there
right
was...
On.
Yes. And, I'm getting the chills. And then there certainly was always guidance with you and protection with you, but there was like a spiritual intervention that happened at around age 22. And
yes.
So it's very important for you in your path now to always remember to have hope, because hope and love are so connected. And when you are in a state of balance and hope, it changes everyone around you. You are you give off energy to people in such a healing way. And it's a burden on you sometimes, because people, you know, they look to you and they lean on you to give them strength, and sometimes you don't always feel that you have it. So remember this card, you know, this hope. I'm gonna try to find a way to post it on my Facebook so you can see how vibrant it is. But you need to hold that very close to your heart and to ask. Call upon Archangel Michael if there are times when you don't feel the strength and you don't feel the hope, because he will be your warrior. Does that make sense?
He was the one that performed the spiritual intervention you're talking about.
Well,
he appeared before me.
Well, I get it as I get it. I'd say that's a pretty great confirmation for both of us. I love it. I love when that happens.
Right, thank you.
I must admit. Yes. So call upon him. He wants you to always know that he's a telepathic phone call away. Especially in times when
I just forget to dial.
Yes. Yes, and it's just a thought away. But you are being given a second card. I got the number 33 for you, and it's believe. That's the 33rd card in this deck. It's believe. So hope and believe. Those are two very important messages for you. Don't forget where you've come from. Don't forget where you've been, and don't forget where you're going. Do you have a daughter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Does she have issues?
Yes. Yes, she does. She's been lost to me for the last couple of years. And
okay.
And my granddaughter.
Okay. Okay. I'm very sorry for you. I have three children, and I know how painful that would be. To some extent, I don't know if this, what I'm being told is that she is removed from your life for a reason. I know it's very painful and it's a loss and you would like for it to be different, but she was removed from your life for a reason. Can you understand that?
To learn. Yeah, I was given the lesson that I had to learn about attachments.
Yes.
And since that was the most, probably the one issue in my life, my children and grandchildren, was the most attached to. Everything else, you know, money, homes, anything else, I've given up to be of service. But they had to release that. They had to make me walk through it for that reason. And you just verified the entire purpose of this call. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
And God bless you. And I will find you on Facebook. There's a few things I am going to be asking all of the light workers, all of the empaths, all of the intuitives to help with as we continue to hear about all of this. You know, the visions I've had them too. But the worst case scenario is not what we need to focus on. And I've been given a task to bring everyone together or to help everyone come together with the intent of a lesser degree as we go into this new age of love.
I'm with you. And I think we need to focus on ascension and
yes,
and any and love. We need, that's why tonight's topic is about love. We need to focus on ascension. We need to focus on raising our vibration and finding our inner light and being our own spiritual teachers and sharing what we have with others and helping them on their paths and to understand
and
the connectedness
them.
Of all of us. And then we will have
taking the me, the M in me, and turning it upside down. Making it we. And
yeah,
we're going to go from me to we. So, sister, thank you so very much for tonight, because you know, as light workers and being of service, in service, we seldom reach out for help from others. And I was pushed into calling you tonight, and I want to tell you that my heart is full of love for you at this moment. And the gentleman that answered the phone, by the way, he is extremely cute.
Lot
of love there, and I'll be conversing with you. I'll look you up on your Facebook page, but I want you to know tonight that some of your issues that you're dealing with, you know, the health issues, you're already being sent energy, but that's, you know what that's all about anyway. So they're telling me you already know why that's happening to you, but it's for a short time.
Hey, it was the 2x4 on the head for me, and I made the changes because in order to sustain, you know, the higher frequencies, I had to get my act together. And
it was your roadmap. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I am not resisting. I am surrendered.
Well,
no resistance, and I had an epiphany. So I'm very grateful to hear from you. God bless.
Tiffany says to tell you thank you. And when you go to sleep tonight, I'm going to come pick you up. And we're going to go flying tonight. And just look for the blue eyes.
Oh,
party,
I will.
Sister.
Thank you.
Okay. I love you, sweetheart.
I love it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
We have Bonnie, and she is calling from Panama. Wow. That's wonderful. Bonnie, are you there?
Hello. Yes. Hi, Deborah.
Hi there. and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This has been a wonderful show this evening. I'm having so much fun talking about the seven lessons and love, and I would be delighted if you would like. I can pull a card for you.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
You're getting two cards also, because I don't know why. Hey, I don't question. Whatever spirit tells me, that's the answer. First one for you, and I don't know, I think we may have gotten this already today, which is why. The first one is heal yourself. Does that resonate with you on any level?
Deborah, did you say heal yourself?
Yes.
Okay, yes, it does.
Okay. Well, that one came up before for a caller, and let's just stick with that and think about it in your mind that that's a message for you from your spirit guides, my guides, God, and your higher self. And let's look at what the second card is. It's number 21. Oops. Oopsie. I went in the wrong direction. and then the second one is receive love. So that's that's an interesting combination. Because the first one says heal yourself, and then the second one says receive love. So that leads me to believe that you're looking for a balance between how much you're willing to ask and receive help from people, and also being your own advocate and taking charge and having a direct connection with God and your guides.
Yeah.
Whatever your situation is.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, it definitely would mean receiving love from others rather than from a divine source, so to speak, which I know is in others, but it definitely would infer people. Is that true?
Well, let me tune in on this for a second.
Okay.
You know, I'm feeling like you're really okay with God. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, you're a very faithful person in your internal way. I think that you petition a great deal, and you're always, trying to focus on God and humanity. And I think this has to do with human beings.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, instead of give, when you allow people to love you and to do for you, particularly, and I don't know if you're having health problems or not, because heal yourself can be mind, body, and spirit, but you are giving them the opportunity to work on their own karma and their own. You see, it's a whole different way of looking at it. If you are saying no, I don't want to burden you, and I don't want to be a victim, and I don't want to be whiny, and yes, I'm having trouble, and I don't feel well, or I'm emotionally in need. If you push people away when they're trying to help, you are actually depriving them of the opportunity to give. And then they can feel bereft because they really want, it may be that they're trying to work on being better people or being more connected to God.
Right. I understand. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Because, I think that, our culture, just globally is so individualistic, and people tend to be so, insular and ambitious. And, sometimes I think people do want to connect, but they don't do it. I don't know. They don't find the opportunity.
It's an illusion, and it's what's killing us as a species, because And once a month I do a show called Animals Love to Talk, and I've been starting a blog because I do animal communication. And my very wise horse has done, and I think I even have the video up on my Facebook. You know, he spent a whole day telling me all about how, you know, horses are so smart because they're herd animals. And even though, you know, they like their territory and they might get mad if somebody's trying to get at their hay, when push comes to shove, they support each other and they stay connected. They're almost like one unit. And we're losing our ability to, you know, we should be far more connected to each other and far more concerned about the welfare and the well-being of other people, because part of the energy that sustains us, and I'm literally learning this as I'm saying it, but what Spirit's telling me to say is that part of the energy that sustains us, just like watering plants, comes from other people. And it comes from not only the love of God, but it comes from the love of other people. And that there's supposed to be more energy exchange. And if you believe in negative and positive, it's certainly to the benefit of the negative energy to separate people from each other and for us to all think that we're alone and for us to feel loneliness. And the cure for loneliness is to reach out.
Yes.
Make time. And in our busy, busy, busy days, it's just as important to make time for a friend as it is to do a big business deal.
Right. I think it's very important. Yeah, I agree. And it usually, I mean, sometimes it's not, fruitful, but other times it is, and it's definitely worth the effort. We live in very interesting times these days, and I think that all that you just said is very true.
We need to give ourselves the food, and the good food comes from also having relationships. That's why pets are so important now. That's why I believe the universe expanded my ability to speak to the animals, because the animals are gifts to us, because we're able to get that love energy and communion with them. Myself, you know, right now I'm an empty nester, so myself included, my husband and I dote on our dogs and our cats, but mostly our dogs and my horse, as if they're our children. And and the connection is so strong, and people also need that with other people. We need to learn how to be intimate with each other and to be vulnerable with each other. And what we're doing is...
I was going to ask you, Deborah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to squeeze in a question. Do you think that as we become more spiritually inclined and more aware spiritually, that the path narrows, that it's more difficult? Because, see, what I find with so many people that tend to be on a spiritual path is it's difficult sometimes out in the world to deal with ego, but we have an ego for a reason, or else it wouldn't be there. I mean, we're human beings, we have an ego. But do you find that can be difficult, just a real challenge, because it does seem, like you were talking about having a foot in both worlds before, that, you know, the path narrows?
Absolutely. And you will find, and we will talk more about the lessons, and there's one called ego, and it really, really need, I think, a whole show. If not, we'll, you know, go back to it and go back to it. The best thing is to be centered and to send off the energy that you would like to receive from other people. And what happens is you start to attract people who are spiritually inclined, because the universe is trying to balance all this energy. And so, So you may find that certain friendships, you can have them, but they're going to be your mainstream, real world, you know, hardline sort of friendships. But your intimate friendships may be with people who can understand your language.
Right, absolutely. That's what I've experienced over the years, for sure. And, it just seems a little more challenging these days for some reason. I don't know why. But that's what you just described. You've described my life and the way that my friendships have always been. But, yeah, things seem a little bit... I just think that people are kind of over-technologized and... I don't know, all these different factors and distractions and influences, you know.
It's the just positive side, I don't mean to interrupt you, and then we're going to have to close the show.
Fine.
It went so fast tonight. I just love it. We have all these great callers. I'll leave you with this thought. There's a positive and a negative to everything. The blessing of technology is that through things like Facebook, spiritual people are finding each other. And even though we're spread all over the place, we can have connection. You can find my radio show.
Absolutely.
And we can share common interests and thoughts and find our spiritual brothers and sisters. And prior to this, without this technology, you know, we were very, very isolated.
The only thing I would say on the other side of the coin, I totally agree with that, Deborah. Just in closing, I would want to say that I hope people are very watchful of their attention spans, that the technology doesn't grind away at their ability to focus and listen when people are really together face-to-face and affect our ability to actually interface out in the world with each other. That's the only thing I say, because you're right, it is very positive, but just to be watchful of that other side.
That I wrote down, because we will address that in a future Soul Odyssey radio show, because it's a very important point, and it also has to do with another thing my wise old horse said, and he's got his own fan page on Facebook called Tonk, T-O-N-K, the Mystic Wonder Horse, and he said that we need to be in nature, that we need to make sure we do not lose our connection to nature. So everything has to be a balance of using things for what they can do for us on a positive level and not forgetting who we are and where we are. Now, Bonnie, God bless you and thank you for calling. I am almost at the end of the hour. I want to thank all of the callers this evening. This was a great show. We are here every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Everybody else figure it out, because I am time zone challenged. My website is soul-odyssey.com. My email is Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is Mystic Deborah, and God bless you all, and I'll talk to you again next week. Good night.